This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday made Donald Trump the first U.S. president ever to be impeached twice, formally charging him with inciting an insurrection in a vote held a week after a violent mob of his supporters besieged the Capitol. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
He must go.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi had urged colleagues to search their souls before the vote, accusing the president of inciting an armed mob to storm the Capitol last week and declaring him a clear and present danger. But with the nation reeling and the president due to leave in just a week, Republican Tom McClintock and others argued impeaching him now serves no purpose.
I cannot think of a more petty, vindictive, and gratuitous act.
Actually, removing the president from office before Joe Biden's inaugurated seems unlikely. Mitch McConnell's spokesman says the Senate GOP leader will not bring the Senate back early for a trial. When it happens, McConnell is not ruling out voting to convict the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
After last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol, Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser says she is asking people to attend next week's inauguration virtually rather than coming to the mall in person.
And we know that is the right choice and the best way to keep everyone safe.
The mayor says the city has also discussed with the U.S. Department of Interior the cancellation of public gathering permits in the days before and after the event. Those discussions are ongoing. Last week's mob attack on the Capitol starkly highlighted a long-standing local security paradox. The District of Columbia government lacks authority over much of the area within its borders. Find more at our website, voanews.com.